Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, changes in the air at Clanfield Parish Council, positive news for farming and biodiversity in Strood, town criers across the country proclaim the first anniversary of King Charles's ascension to the throne. And we have the What's On guide for the Petersphere for this week. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Israeli leaders have approved a military operation into the Gaza Strip city of Rafah, and Israeli forces are striking targets in the area. The move came hours after Hamas had announced it had accepted a Qatari-Egyptian ceasefire proposal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office say the proposal was far from Israel's essential demands. The Prime Minister has resisted calls from conservative rebels to change his political course. Rishi Sunak spoke at a community centre in North London.
I'm determined more than ever to demonstrate to the country that we are making progress on the areas that matter to them and we are going to deliver for them. And just in the last few weeks, you can see the evidence of that.
In a speech in the City of London on Tuesday, the Shadow Chancellor will accuse the government of gaslighting the public about the economy. Rachel Reeves' comments come ahead of the Bank of England's latest interest rate decision on Thursday and figures covering the economy's performance over the first 3 months of this year on Friday. In the speech, she will say voters at the general election have a choice between five more years of chaos with the Tories or stability with Sir Keir Starmer's party. A union is warning a lack of funding for children with special educational needs in schools has led to a full-blown crisis. The National Association of Head Teachers say many school leaders have been forced to reduce the number of teaching assistants. The union's Assistant General Secretary James Bowen says their survey has found it's a widespread issue.
Almost every single one that responded, 99% in fact, told us that they're not receiving enough funding to meet the needs of pupils with special needs. And what was absolutely heartbreaking, school leaders through no fault of their own were saying they were feeling like they're letting those children down because they can't put in place the support they know those children need.
The National Crime Agency have confirmed that after around a half a tonne of cocaine was found in a van in a village pub car park in East Yorkshire, four men have been charged. The NCA say they were arrested on Saturday in connection with the investigation. They're expected to appear at Hall Magistrates Court in due course. And Openreach has announced a further 84 new exchange locations where it plans to halt the sale of traditional copper-based phone and broadband services. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Here are the words every timeshare owner will be dreading to hear. Your 2024 timeshare maintenance fees are due. If you own a timeshare, you need to consider whether it's a good investment. MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk has helped thousands of owners who were missold exit their contract and receive compensation. Visit MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk or text TIME to 78900 to find out more.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Changes in the air at Clanfield Parish Council. Dave Harris has announced that he will step down as chair of the council at the end of May, and a new chair will be appointed at the June meeting. This will also consider applications for the two vacancies on the council.
Tell me, have you still got vacancies for co-opted councillors?
Yes, we've got two. We've got one application, which we will consider at the next parish council meeting. There may be another interested, so we might fill them, but that's not to stop other people showing interest, and then as the vacancies come up, we know where to go, and we've not made any decisions on placing those. I've stood down from the chair as of May, and a new chair will be selected at that meeting.
Applications are available online at clanfieldpc.org.uk. Positive news for farming and biodiversity in Strood. Nature recovery is underway in Strood. County Councillor Russell Oppenheimer discusses the benefits of Hampshire's nature recovery strategy, as well as plans to support local regenerative farming.
Strood's benefited already from 30 new elm trees. These are disease-resistant hybrid elm trees, which we have given to the village, and they're being planted right now. We have hedgerows available. We're also going to be consulting on a local nature recovery strategy in the summer. It's a really important priority. So we need to work harder to make sure that we keep the insects, keep the birds, keep all of the mammals that we need in Hampshire for the sake of biodiversity, Nature recovery is a big priority, and farmers need to be supported to do regenerative farming practices. We will be helping farmers to access the right subsidies so that they can nurture the environment.
Town criers across the country proclaim the first anniversary of King Charles's ascension to the throne. We hear from Petersfield's very own town crier, Faye Thompson, who, together with her cohort, brightened up a very rainy day.
We've all been asked, the town criers up and down the country, to proclaim the first anniversary of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. This is straight from Buckingham Palace. But guess what? The weather is also the same as it was a year ago when we were doing it. So I just feel really honoured to be able to do this.
And you can hear more at shineradio.uk. It's time for the What's On guide for the Petersphere. The events page on our website, shineradio.uk, is getting busier with more and more organisations using it to list their events. Here's Kirsty with those events just coming up.
The Petersfield Sewing Bee and the Junior Petersfield Sewing Bee are running now until the 6th of June with Sew Creative. On Wednesday the 8th, there's a geometric shapes tapestry workshop at the Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery. On Thursday the 9th, the National Youth Jazz Orchestra are performing at Beedell's from 7:30pm. There's a Ukrainian art class on Friday the 10th from 5pm at St Lawrence's Church. And on Saturday the 11th of May, the Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery are holding a retro games day from 10am. Also on Saturday, there's an arm knitting workshop at Sage and Salt Studio. There's more information and, of course, more events on our events guide at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Turning wetter today across the Petersphere. Expect clouds in the early morning and heavy rain to appear and stick around for most of the day. Winds are light and from the northeast, and temperatures will get to no more than 14 degrees. High tide today in Portsmouth will be at 10:36am at 4.54 metres. Low tide this afternoon at 4:12pm. Then the sun sets behind the clouds at just after 8:30, with a humid and partly cloudy night to follow. And the outlook for Tuesday in Petersfield? Finally warm and sunny with not much wind. Have a good day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Ramsdene Lane remains closed with the divergence in place. Work continues on Grange Road, give or take traffic control is enforced there. And Collins Lane remains closed, as does Cooks Pond Lane. Diversions remain in place there. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Geoff,
Beth
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.